Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, August 13th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in from wherever you're located. Notice I didn't say wherever you're at. Another pet peeve, sorry. But wherever you're located, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And we're going to have a fun call tonight. And Bob will join us at half past the hour. So we better get moving. And I just want to thank everybody. So let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a wonderful teaching that we've been enjoying, that type of teaching, for months and months and years now. So let's pray us in. Lord God, thank you that you gave us a sense of humor. And we think, we hope you have a sense of humor too for some of the things we've said. But thank you for everything that you're doing to get everything ready for this blessing to manifest to us. Thank you for it in advance. Thank you for everybody listening to the call. Bless us all. Thank you for healing us and keeping us healthy, healed, and whole. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, fun time. Bob's not here tonight for the teaching, but I would love to hear what you have to say, and then we'll comment on it.
Wonderful. I think you're going to like the title of this, and I hope everyone use your imagination when you picture what I'm going to be delivering. Step into the arena. Mm. We decree that Christ says what our Christ says will be done. We are called to declare the truth, and Christ says, if you will declare the truth, that is what will be done. It will produce after its kind. It will prevail. The majority have embraced the myths and distortions of demon doctrine. That twisted truth told us to stay out of government when all along God wanted us to stay involved. When God's people stand for biblical principles, it produces righteousness that exalts a nation. Suppressing those principles through silent surrender results in foolishness. It darkens hearts and minds and causes chaos. We're in desperate need today for true disciples of Christ to rise and disciple this country, to speak the word of God no matter what into every level of society. It's a lie to say it's not God's plan that we get involved in social, political, or governmental issues or law. It's been God's plan since day one, and it was still his plan when Christ rose from the dead saying, go make disciples of all nations. It's a primary purpose, and millions are damned because the church has not done it. I am giving you authority. What a statement. Go make a stand for what I said. The Dominion Mandate is a message of truth that needs to be restored to the body of Christ. While the whole world may not see it, the remnant will see it. This means that if you are a son or a daughter of God, God has restored his original intent for you. And you are to enforce it. It could be through assisting someone else, raising your voice, making a stand somewhere, or through financial means. It's time for us to embrace the responsibility. It's time to butt heads with those who say, be quiet. No, I will not be quiet. I am God's daughter. I am God's son. I am here to declare what God says. We're not commissioned to disciple as many people as we possibly can. We're called to disciple their governance. God says we are to set the atmosphere and the parameters for good societal living. It's not either, it's both. We're to teach them what Christ says and how he lived, not our ideas or opinions. We're not to give them the balanced perspective of anything else. To a disciple, we must declare what God says and engage in governing issues and laws accordingly. We're planting God's kingdom, setting it, laying its foundation, and never backing off. Prayer. Jesus, will say what you say. Give us boldness to step into the arena and disciple nations, taking our stand as your strong and believing kingdom. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I enjoyed that teaching. That was very appropriate, too, now, because I agree with all of those concepts. We are in an arena. We are being placed in arena as representatives of God. We're the representatives of Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ. And as such, we're to represent his truth, his ways, and his life to everybody that we come in contact with. Now, we don't have to proselytize everybody. We don't have to bang everybody over the head. Our words are important, but our actions speak louder than words. So how we act with people is really where the rubber meets the road. That is the ticket. When we declare or decree a thing, we're speaking something that is a living thing into existence. We're creating with our words. And it all originates in the mind, you know? So from the mind, the mouth speaks. From the heart, the mouth speaks. And so we're able to just speak God's word. And yes, we are to be political without hitting somebody over the head. We are to represent. And Christians out there, if you're listening to the big call, we need you to vote in November if the midterms are held. There's a question mark as to whether they'll be paused or not. Maybe they'll be paused. But those voter rolls have to be cleaned up. And a lot of states are not into doing that because they cheat. It's like what happened yesterday, Tuesday in Wisconsin. They're cheating up there in this election that they just had for governor. And we have to stand up, and we have to represent good Christian values. And literally run for office in certain cases. School board, city council, then mayor, then state representative, and eventually maybe governor. I mean, there is a thing that Christians need, and some of them are doing it. Some of the guys out there are really good candidates, and I hope so. But I feel like, Sue, you're exactly right on this teaching. We need to stand up, we need to speak up, and we need to represent what Jesus said on this earth. And if we're going to be his disciples, disciple comes from the word discipline. We have to be disciplined about how we speak and how we lead people and all of those kinds of things. So, Sue, I enjoyed the teaching. Thank you for it. And that's the take that I got from the teaching. Now, what did you think of it, and what do you think? Well, just what are your thoughts?
Well, I loved your thoughts, Bruce. I think they were really encouraging. I mean, I tend to take the teaching and then reflect on the things that the context and I'm thinking about putting the teaching, actually laying it down on top of what is going on and what everybody on this call knows is going on, and that we're in the middle of the largest transition that's ever happened on Earth.
Yeah,
to restore, I'm going to say it a little differently, to restore the sacred. It's really about restoring what is sacred, which is truth, which is, you know, less divisiveness. So it's like my segment's going to be about unity, kind of interesting segment, but it's about how do we rise above differences, labels, and just say, what do we all want to experience? And how are we going to stand for the unified expression? And I think this is really going to be important, and I think it's going to be designed. The people behind the scenes have got to be designing it, because they're going to be tearing down so much, and if people don't have kind of like a new set or new model to
right.
look at to get them started, how are we going to be unified to create something that Christ was standing for, which was the Father and I are one. We are all one. What do we want to do with our earth and our country and our communities that will build radical, new, integrated well-being for all? Because I think we're going to find some of the language that we've all grown up with, and I don't care if it's sacred language, some of it has been, it's been things that have separated us from nature. Some of it's been separating men from women. I think we're going to be coming into a time when we're going to be seeing the deeper unifying message, and that's the stand. Are we going to have to stand for, yep, we're leading this in the past and we're going here to the future? Yes. And that's going to create a little friction probably, because people don't just, you know, give up what their habit is. But I think the goal is to stand as leaders who are empowered to bring a new sacred way of living, of seeing each other, and a unified way of living and seeing each other in Christ that will just bring us together. I think that's the tone that needs to happen, so that it's emotionally felt in the body. If I can be a stand for that, and I can express that in an arena that has been about they're doing this and they're doing that and they're doing this, that's very, very divisive. That's not unifying. And to have leaders that could come in and say, we're going to be in a new era. Let's start a new thing. That's my take on it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate that, Sue. And yes, I would love unity as well. There's a lot of division out there, and there are valid reasons for it. But
yep.
I would think that God would like us to be able to come together and be unified in the person of Jesus Christ. That's what I think. And that's one way to be unified, is to be part of the body of Christ, be his hands, his feet, his eyes, his ears, every part of the body. Jesus is the head of the body, but we are the body, we are his members. And so that's all good. Thank you, Sue, for that teaching. I really enjoyed that. Can we get into prayer and praise and see if we have any prayer requests? And feel free to toss me one, Sue, if there are enough, or if you want to.
Yes. Hold on one second.
All righty.
Let's see. Hold on. Have it all set up.
Okay.
Let's do, okay. Let's see if I can do it. I'll let you pray for Candace. Dear
Candace,
folks,
okay.
I do have a faith base. Sadly, due to the cost of gas in my area, I don't have the funds to drive to my church. My small HOA community just saw its lawsuit against the owner who lied to us when he walked the door to door to introduce himself as dismissed. Please, if we would, pray for the people of Great Brook Village of Belmont, New Hampshire. I'm not going to go into everything. Service dog died. Brother died. 2017, my husband deserted me.
Wow.
Okay, Candace, I think you're right. Yeah. Naturally, I'm waiting for what we are all waiting for. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Thanks for praying with me. My PTSD since the stroke has taken its toll on me, and I truly need a med bed. So we're going to start with that. PTSD, lots of loss, and lots of betrayal. Go ahead.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Sue. Gave me the easy one. I'm just kidding. Candace, you,
well, you
are
asked.
In. I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
Okay.
Candace,
okay.
I know you're in a world of hurt. We heard your request. We know what you've gone through. You've gone through quite a bit, much more than any of us would ever wish on any of our friends. And we're sorry to hear of what you're going through. Financial problems, issues with abandonment, maybe not enough money to pay for gas to even drive to church. I would say contact the church and ask, see if somebody can come pick you up. That's been my situation for the last 13 years. Somebody has to come and literally, fortunately, I've got enough friends that one or two will always come and get me. But that's something that you can look for. And let's just pray for your entire situation to turn around. And physically, the med bed, everything. Lord God, we just lift Candace up to you right now in her situation, financial difficulty, misrepresentation, if I understood it right, of the HOA. Also, health issues, needs the med bed, all of these things, everything, abandonment, people that have left her. Lord God, we just speak that you would surround her with your love by the power of the Holy Spirit. Make her understand that she is not alone, that you'll never leave her nor forsake her, and give her the hope to move forward, to take this situation one day at a time, expecting a miracle to happen in her life. So I'm going to speak a miracle into your life, Candace, that things would turn around and turn around quickly for you. Yes, with the RV, yes, with the med bed, and all of those things and more will bring you to a closer relationship to Jesus Christ through whatever you're going through. Let it manifest, let it come to, and let it happen, even as you have prayed for it, Candace, and we're praying in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
That's good, Bruce. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is going to be for, this is from Call on Heaven, and the subject is, too bad I didn't give you this one, it was much easier. For AG Nazareth Church and Pastor Walter and Leah Ritchie. And so we're just going to say a prayer. We don't know what it's for, but we're going to ask everybody to just go into their hearts, get out of your mind and go into your heart and see that these two people and probably lots of others in Big Call Universe, so let's make it for Pastor Walter and Leah Ritchie, that they're activating an enormous entire Big Call Universe prayer, starting with the call to bless their church and I guess their ministry and their shared pastorship, and we're going to see them just glowing in the beauty and the love and the blessing and the grace and the miracles of Christ, seeing a downpour of blessings over their church and over themselves, and then rippling out to the entire Big Call universe, so that whatever your need, even if it's tiny and you haven't written in or said anything, this particular prayer is here to bless you, to heal you, to restore you, and to lift you into all new capacity to walk in Christ and to be your own miracle maker with Christ, so you're empowered and you are blessed and you know that you are secure in your future. In Jesus' name we say, amen.
Amen. Okay.
That's it. That's our, those, oh, we have Jeannie. Sorry,
we have to have Jeannie.
Yeah.
I hope we have Jeannie soon.
I spaced. Okay. Right. The most famous Bible verse about faith, hope, and love is 1 Corinthians, which says, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Three things in human life are important. The first is to be kind. The second is to be kind. And the third is to be kind." Henry James. Repeating kindness three times shows that compassion matters more than anything else. How we treat people defines our true worth and character. Reminds me of two people in Arizona that were telling me a story. It's very
yes, K&J.
The smallest acts of kindness is worth more than the grandest intention. Oscar Wilde. A single act of kindness throws out roots in all directions, and the roots spring up and make new trees. Amelia Earhart. How beautiful a day can be when kindness touches it. George Eliston. We pray for all the leaders and millions of listeners for their health and well-being, all the prayer requests, and world peace. My friend's family asked if I can have everyone pray for an 8-month-old baby boy named Cole, who has been having heart issues since birth and waiting for a heart transplant. Finding a tiny, appropriately sized donor heart can take time, and one-year survival rates for infant heart transplants are typically around 80 to 90%. Also from my friend's spouse, Bobby, who was rushed to the hospital for his heart and other health issues. Thank you for your prayers. Wishing everyone a blessed weekend. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Wow. Jeannie, that's the first time you've put specific prayer requests in your prayer. And I appreciate you mentioning those to us. Sue, do we have the little 8-year-old baby's name?
You can do that if you want.
I'll take it, but I'd like to know the name if you can see it.
Just hold on. Spanky. Hold on.
Spanky.
It is.
Also, shout out to Arizona, J&K. And don't forget Leo.
I know.
Okay.
Let's see. It's for Cole.
Cole.
And
Bobby,
friend's spouse is Bobby.
Yeah. Okay, Lord God, we just come to you with these two requests that Jeannie made for us to bring out on Big Call Universe to all of the audience that's out there. Lord God, we ask that you would put together a donor situation for Cole at 8 months for a heart transplant. Lord God, we want him to live, and ideally, in a perfect world, his heart would just be healed, and he wouldn't even need a transplant, Lord God. So let's just say this miracle is left up to you. If you want to heal his heart completely, we're all for that. If you want to hook him up with a donor to replace his heart, we're all for that too. We're going to say whatever your will is in that situation, let it happen to Cole. And in Bobby's case, I believe he's also in need of some help with his heart. And Lord God, we'll just pray that you would bless him, heal him, and do whatever is needed to give him life in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Sue.
You're welcome, Bruce.
And thank you, Jeannie. And thanks, everybody, for adding your faith to our prayer, adding your faith to ours. Because when we mix faith, you know, that's the prayer of agreement, Sue. When two or three are gathered in his name, you know, what we request will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So
You're talking to me as if you have to teach me that. Like, I don't know that. That's so funny to me.
I'm not teaching. I'm saying it to you, but I'm telling everybody in case they haven't heard of the prayer of agreement.
Oh, I see.
Where two or three are gathered. It's called the prayer of agreement, where two or three agree as touching anything on earth, it shall be done for them as in heaven.
Right.
So now that's a course. If you agree on something that, you know, is part of the will of God. I mean, you know, you can't agree for stuff that is not, you know, in proper context with God's word. As long as it agrees with God's word, we're golden. All right, Sue. So thank you for that.
Yes.
You're calling me Spanky, but you're feisty.
I am feisty.
And you are feisty, aren't you? What was I thinking about, too? I was going to tell you about. I know what it was. Okay, you know how your grandma used to refer to you as Susie? Susie?
Yes.
You know, and she'd say whatever she used to say. Well, you know, remember the song Susie Q?
Yes.
By Creedence Clearwater Revival?
Oh, yeah.
We played that song in the band, too. I used to love that song, Susie Q. So, anyway, that's Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR.
Okay.
They had a strange two names before they settled on, finally,
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
We're not going to get into that.
For Bob. Exactly.
All right, let's do it. All right, so we're done with that. Now, let's get into what it is you would bring to us in your segment tonight, Sue. How did the class go last night? Just tell us.
Yeah. Well, the class it went really long. We were on the call for almost 3 hours and 45 minutes, right, co-pilots? It was a long time. It was a major hangout. It was one of our, they keep getting better and better. But I want to show, I want to show the mechanics of why they get better and better, what the class was called, and why we created the class, and how you can participate in something but maybe 0.05% of the people listening to this call even know about. So here's what we're going to do. I want you to think, and this is going to be very revealing. I want you to think of a time where you felt so much love and so much trust and so much comfort. Think of somebody just holding your hand and looking into your eyes, and you just, there's nothing you have to do, there's nothing you have to be. It could even be, you know, when you're with your kitty cat. You know, it's when you feel that perfect trust. Try to get that feeling. And it turns out that when you're in trust, when you're in trust, you're actually creating a chemical called oxytocin. It's your bonding chemical. Mm-hmm. And that the reason we have such a serious... think about this. This is the reason why we created this class. And I'll tell you the title in a minute. Think about this. here we are today. All of us know there's a lot going on. We're wanting to trust in the things that we're hearing from the big call. We're wanting to see the manifestation. We know a lot of things are lies. Now try to take that world and then try to imagine a world where, yes, there's going to be a lot of money for people. But imagine what people will be feeling when they find out about different institutions, the Pentagon lying, the medical establishment lying, the political establishment lying, that it's rampant, tribunals to watch. And we found ourselves, the people that I'm working on in my project, asking, we're about to build a project where the trust around us has never been as low as it will be. Like, how are people going to trust us when everything... I mean, nobody asked that question. Everybody on the call that joined the call just said, I can't believe nobody asked it. So we had been working on, because we're going into a pretty heavy-duty area that's, like, known for being one of the most contentious areas, and I'm not going to say it on the big call. And so we had to do our homework around how we were going to differentiate ourselves. I've been doing what I do for 35 years. For 25 years, I've generally gone into very low trust environments to turn them around. So I have deep practice around that. And so the class was called, and just, you can write this down, get your pen out, everybody.
Not too late.
Okay. Just to have an image in your mind, the refuge mandate. And it's refuge by design, and it's basically, we all want to be a place that people come to, our projects, ourselves, because it's refuge, and it's trust, and it's safe, just like that relationship with your cat. That's the place where you have safety, and trust, and love. But what most people don't realize, and this is really, really significant, and it's in every one of our classes, and we're going to make the same two classes available to you, but I didn't get to bring out this aspect of it. And it's one of the things that you get in every class we do. Unity as refuge, the neuroscience of expanding trust for founders. Most people don't have this curious mind that I do, or a lot of us do, but maybe they haven't gone into this aspect of it. And there's an aspect called neurotheology, and it's studied by Dr. Andrew Newberg. He's the principal, I would say, creator of it. And here's what he found. When Christ enters, the Christ love, that deep feeling of peace. Now think about your animal. Think about when you're quiet or you're just in oneness with someone you love. The deepest trust, the deepest rest in yourself. That's the precise point where something is happening in your brain. And this is really, really significant because it applies to what we're talking about earlier. You have two sides of your brain has a part called the parietal lobe. And only when you slow your brain down, only when you slow your brain down and you enter into that space where there's very little noise. It's the neurological substrate of boundarylessness. Think about how you feel when your heart is wide open, and you're sitting outside with your kitty cat, the sky is blue, and you're just deeply at peace. That's unity, oneness, and dissolving into something larger than your everyday self. That's your brain not producing an illusion of unity. It's temporarily setting down the machinery that draws the boundary in the first place. So what happens is, as we go from infants that are like goo goo gaga, you know, wide open, we start developing our parietal lobe, and we start going, okay, this is me, that's outside, this is this. And so we start creating these boundaries. But what happens is, as you grow into that, you're also building kind of a, like a wall that says, I can trust this, I can't trust that. And what happens is that over time, your capacity for unitive states is what it's called. They start to disappear. So what we do in each class, if you were to invest in one of our classes, you're going to get strategy, you're going to get how to make decisions, you're going to get all of that. You're going to get the architecture, the new architecture that's built on Christ principles, but you're also going to see yourself with, okay, if I was taking decisions that were unifying decisions that I'll feel in my whole body, and that I can help restructure the project I'm in, but I won't be seeing the difference between that person, this person, that, all these biases that are really 95% of a world you grew up in, which is about, I'm separate from this, I'm separate from that, non-unity. When you do one of our meditations, you're going to begin to soften that, still keep your boundaries, but you're going to move into that oneness so that you can be a person that can bring unity back into the world. And this is what we call neuroplasticity in Christ. Deliberate, repeated use of those kind of, we call it contemplative Christ practice, physically reshape your nervous system's baseline toward trust instead of guardedness. There's discernment, and then there's guardedness. And the guardedness part is the part where you're defending and you're not able to let Christ in. Think about when you go to church, when you're out with people, how many people do you feel like they have good boundaries, but they're open, they're really loving, they're really available, they're not guarded, they're there to meet you. When was the last time you had that? Or were they just talking about the stuff that's out in the intel and what they're doing and this and that? That's not unitive. That's your everyday consciousness. What we're trying to do is build founders and people that are going to build teams and build projects where people are going to go, wow, I love working here. Wow, I trust you. Wow, I can tell you're a new kind of leader. Now remember what I said. We want to be refuges. We're going to be looking at a world that is going to be like a construction zone. I mean, it's going to be very exciting, but there's going to be a lot of, it's going to be like driving down a highway that's being rebuilt. And you want to be this little garden with this team of yours that knows what it's doing, that knows how to collaborate, that knows how to work to create something and attract the people that are going to be very unified with you and trust you. Now try to imagine the people that are coming off, the Pentagon was lying, this person was lying, this president wasn't real, this wasn't real, this wasn't real, this, that's going to be in people's nervous system. So here's what we're offering as a unity as refuge. That's what the big call is. The big call is refuge. Yeah. You have no other place to go where you're getting your health restored. You're getting leadership guidance on how to lead yourself and your team. 251 classes have been offered through the big call. That are, like people say, I said, on a scale of zero, I wish people in, you know where, Arizona would tell me, I don't even remember the number, how much improvement they had felt since they were taking the classes. I think they didn't have a number. They're still, everybody's still growing. But
yeah,
it's a very significant, really significant, because you're learning the neuroscience. It's called neurotheology, how God changes your brain. Go buy the book. How God changes your brain. But there are specific practices, which is what we teach, that get Christ into your nervous system, so it's actually landing, so it can come to earth. We now know this stuff. A lot of people don't know. It's just like Bob and Myotrol. We're the vitamins for the Christ entering the planet. Bob is the vitamins for Christ entering the body. We're the vitamins for leaders and founders with our medicine that we use with music and the multidisciplinary approach we take to foundership. So here's what's available for you. If you've never started something, and you've got to do something big, or you've started something and you have trauma around it, which is most people, we have Startup Clarity. And that is, I think they're both three or four.
It's three.
And that is a phenomenal class to just get you clear, unified, not afraid, focused, seeing yourself as somebody that can do this. And then we have Serious Play, which is going to open you up to being an artist of innovation. Now, you may not think, oh, yeah, well, don't think about it. When was the last time you got to sit in a space where you were being guided to kind of expand and think about how you look at reality and you design things so you can make something new? When was the last time you were in a conversation like that? Were you with an artist, an inventor, a creator? Were they able to tell you about their process? I doubt it. I've been very fortunate to be around people that were always doing new things, and it was my job to come in and help them refine their process, witness their process, stabilize what they were doing, whatever it was. That was my job. And so I had to learn the mechanics of what lets something new come in with as little friction as possible. It's been my passion to study it. I love it, because what we're about to do is create a whole new world. So how many people are out there? You can watch lots of podcasts on Intel. It's all about what's happening. But is anything teaching you and facilitating you to begin to know how to do it? No. No. That's what the big call, and we have to really thank Bruce. The big call has sponsored that. And so here's what you do. If you want either of those, to start up and be, trust yourself, or seriously play and expand yourself in your creativity. Integrated Minds at hushmail.com, and just put serious play or startup clarity, and it's $150. But here's what I really want you to feel. I really want you. This isn't a. Is it bright? Is it fun? Is it creative? Yes. But are you going to feel? Notice what you're feeling when you're listening to my words. Are you kind of relaxing as at the same time feeling, I could be learning something new? Feel the energy of the two of those things happening. It's like, let me go take a new class, but not be afraid, because you're going to be at home listening to these. There's nobody going to be watching you or anything. You're going to be taking it in. And just by taking it in, you're going to be getting better. And then you're going to have three meditations that are going to take you into a place where your mind unifies with the new you. Nobody's giving you that out in this community. And it's designed so we can build a new world. So that's my segment. I have one testimonial. And then one testimonial. I forgot about it. It just came in. Here we go. And it says, hold on. It says, hey, Sue, I just wanted to drop you a line and share something I don't think I've ever heard anyone say on the calls about your programs. You know what happened to me when I listened to your classes? I felt like I let go of a lot of the worrying I've been carrying.
Yeah.
Something really shifted for me. Thanks for creating these. They were amazing, Michael. So
there you go.
That's the whole goal. It's just not to make it as hard. You can do it the hard way, which is just going cold, or you can do it the easy way and prepare yourself and let your mind create with ease and focus and clarity. So that's me for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Well said. Startup clarity and or serious play. $150 each.
Yep.
And just send Sue the email to the aforementioned address, and I'll talk about it briefly in my segment, Sue. Thank you, Sue, very much. Now, Ollie Income Free. Bob, are you there? Come in. Over.
Hello.
There you are, Bob. Good.
Yeah. I've been listening to Sue's presentation.
Thank you, Bob.
And so a couple of other guys from the board of advisors that were with me, we were listening to Sue. One of them is a psychologist with a company called Mind Tune. And he gave a talk today that sounded almost exactly like what Sue just was speaking about.
Oh, very cool.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. So
thank
I was
you,
bragging
Bob.
About you, Sue, and telling them how cool you were. But they want to know
you.
If Bruce was cool, too.
I'm cool in my own way, but not cool as Sue. No.
Not to the psychologist, but we do have quite a few financial experts like you, Bruce, that are in the group, too. They just didn't be hanging out with me at the time.
Well, are you at dinner now, Bob, or are you just chilling?
Yeah, I'm at dinner, and I just stepped away from the group. I actually was playing through my cell phone, playing Sue's presentation at the dinner table.
Nice. Oh, my God, nice. Bob, that's so fun. Thank you.
Yeah, it was great.
Thank you. Cool. Oh, what a love.
Now, Bob, were you going to lead a forum today? Were you going to teach today? I can't remember. You were doing something today.
Well, I did two things today. One was like a presentation. So
yep.
I talked about, the age of immortality and epigenetic reprogramming told them the whole story about the Yamanaka factors and Dr. Sinclair's, you know, ER 100 initiative. And it was funny because the one lady before me got up and spoke. She was such a professional, and she's a public relations expert, like, off the charts. And she goes, okay, I'm going to speak about PR and AI.
Okay.
So I got up to speak, and I said, well, Joe's talking about PR and AI, and I'm going to talk about ER.
There you go.
which is epigenetic reprogramming. It's like, it's going to be a little bit of a shift.
Yeah.
What we're going to talk about. And so I told him the whole story about Yamanaka and how he discovered, you know, the factors that reverse cells back to pluripotent stem cells, and then how David Sinclair's lab figured out how to make it practical, and how they started injecting the first people to treat their blindness. And then talked about Myotrol, how it works in a similar way to alter the gene expression that occurs. And then so I did that in the presentation to the group, and then they set up a professional podcast room also at the site. And so then I later did a half-hour podcast that went into more detail about the same topic. So,
Bob, do you have breakout rooms? Do you have breakout rooms down there with the conference?
We have breakout rooms, especially for when we do the forum. So the forum we did on Tuesday afternoon, and we break into four groups, and the people, and the forum is a chance to stop talking about business, and where everybody kind of begins to share what's going on in their life and what they might need help with that are, you know, more life issues than business issues.
Oh, cool.
And we do that every time. So I'm one of the group leaders, and you follow along with a protocol developed by the forum company, and they have these all over the world. There are groups of people that use this structure and create safe spaces, right? They call them forum confidential spaces, where people get to speak. So it's good, because a couple of times as I was leading the group, there turned out there was actually a couple of people that were suicidal that we didn't know about.
In your group, Bob? In the group.
And so the reason that we started doing the forum at the Board of Advisors is because of one of the members who committed suicide.
Right.
Wow.
And people were like, I just spoke to him last week. I just spoke to him yesterday. And nobody knew that he was going through stuff, because it was more transactional than it was, you know,
personal.
And so Carl Gould, who's been in the forum for many, many years, brought it to us. He's like, let's start doing this so this doesn't happen again, you know.
That's really good.
And I have to tell you, Sue, that in one particular case, sitting with a person and doing havening and teaching him havening was what, which was what helped him to kind of regain his equilibrium from his dark place.
And so while you were there, you mean this go round while you were there?
No, this was about a year ago.
Wow.
So, anyways,
thank you, Bob. Thank you.
What it's all. And thank you, Sue. So that's what this is kind of all about. It's a very supportive group of 100 plus people, and the more we meet, the more it gets balanced between business advice and personal types of considerations. And
yeah,
it's a
yeah.
right now it's a really good balance, but the business aspects of it are extremely profound. There are creators that are here that are inventing and building and selling brand new types of robots. There's all kinds of artificial intelligence experts and people that are creating new types of software, people in the world of peptides and stem cells and all the different newly evolving areas of science and technology and business are represented. So it's fun. Just if all you did was sit for 5 days and listen to the presentations about who's doing what, it would be interesting enough. But it's way more than that as well. And it's been a very good 4 days, and so tomorrow's Friday, and you have a choice of going to see a world-renowned expert in business development strategy, or you can go and play golf at the Byron Nelson.
Right.
And guess which one I'm doing, Bruce.
Well, I think you're going to the Byron Nelson if the weather permits, Bob, and you're not burning up. We were only 106 degrees today.
Yeah, it's going to be 103 tomorrow, and I'm going golfing anyway.
What is it? Yeah. Is it humid
hydrated,
or what kind of heat is it, Bob?
It's just general. It's not humid and it's not super dry. It's just like an oven. It's like stepping into an oven.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
we were hotter than Texas today in Oklahoma today, Bob. We were a little warmer. We had one guy that said he was at 108 degrees. We were 106 here. And it's hot. Anytime you get over 100 and some, it's hot, you know? It doesn't matter. You just plenty hot. Well, listen, stay hydrated, Bob, tomorrow. And and use water.
a lot of water. Yep.
Yeah, really. Cool.
But yeah, that's about it. I don't know. When I'm gone, sometimes Raleigh and Larry come up with new sales.
Right.
And but they don't necessarily let me know about it.
Okay.
So if you want to know,
there may be a
sales,
new sale, but we don't know right now, right? There may be a new.
So I'll tell you guys a funny story about Larry and sales. So one day about 10 years ago, and Larry was probably 70 years old, and here he is, this very sophisticated businessman, right? And he looks like Jack Valente in his suit, and he's just like, and it's just an amazing presence. And this woman comes to the front door, who had heard us on the big call and wanted to get some nutrition products. She was like 85 years old. She comes in and she wants to talk to me, but I'm like in the back, and Larry's there, he goes, "Well, Bob will be here in a minute, but can I help you?" And she goes, "Oh, hello, Sonny." So you sell Bob's pills?
Bob's pills. Oh God.
So Larry goes, "Yes, I do, ma'am. I sell Bob's pills." Here's Larry, the co-founder of the company, right? We're in a building that he owns, a commercial building on Central Avenue that he owns. So he's like, "Yes, I do. I sell Bob's pills." So from that day forward, that's always our joke. It's like, don't listen to Larry talk about, what we're going to do with the direction of the company. He just sells Bob's pills.
That's funny. Wow.
That is good.
But
he
sometimes
was a young 70.
Come up with, now he's going to be 81 at Christmas time.
Wow, awesome.
Wow.
And, so He may have put a new sale up with Raleigh that they didn't tell me about. So if people go to the on sale
we'll
page,
send them to the site to check it out, Bob. I'll send them.
Yeah, you might find something there. And as I was talking, I just walked by the technician who set up the podcast room. He's helped me do the podcast today.
Oh, cool.
And he was talking to me about setting up a new podcast called The Healers.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to help him and the production director of Red House Streaming set up a new television show called The Healers.
Oh, that's cool, Bob.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Put that on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, YouTube and television. That's the whole idea. They wanted to be on Apple TV and Roku and that.
Right.
That's very cool. Very, very right time, too. Right time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's awesome, Bob. I appreciate you. Yeah. Well, thanks for breaking away from the group to talk to us a little bit tonight. And listen, tomorrow, fairways and greens, Bob. Keep it
good
on the short grass, okay?
That's good advice. I'm going to rip them out there about 315. And hit a gap wedge to 4 feet.
Yep, there you go.
And drain
make
it for a
the
bird.
Putt. That's right.
That's what I'm
That's
up
right.
to. That's my motive for tomorrow for probably about 6 holes, and it'll be so hot we'll all quit.
Well, I hope you can play the whole round.
Bob.
Maybe, yep. But, Bob, listen, do you remember Alice Cooper, right? Alice Cooper was about close to a scratch handicap. I think he says he's a 3 or a 4 handicap golfer now, right? And I met him in Atlanta at a sports show, and I was at the Callaway booth, Callaway Golf. So I'm there, and here's Alice Cooper, but he's in his khaki slacks and a golf shirt and a Callaway thing. And I went over to him and talked with him for a while, and the only thing I had for him to autograph was a Callaway golf catalog, which he autographed for me. But Alice plays a lot of golf, and he, and I always thought it'll be fun to play. I may play in a tournament this fall out in L.A., out in Malibu, where Alice will probably be playing. And if I can get into his group and he leaves a putt short, I'm going to say, "Hit it, Alice." That's a typical expression, Sue, that guys will say to other guys if they leave a putt short. They'll say, "Hit it, Alice." And I want to be able to say that to Alice Cooper. Hit it, Alice.
I think.
You see how that would be maybe funny
That's
in my
crazy.
Own way?
As long as there's no females in your group.
Yeah, especially
exactly.
named Alice. Exactly. You got it.
Yeah.
You never know. Well, anyway, thanks, Bob, for showing up. I appreciate it tonight. And try to catch the Intel segment or call me tomorrow, okay?
Okay, very well.
If you get a chance after the round.
Bye,
all right?
Bob. Thank you.
That's right. Bye-bye.
All right. To check to see if there is a new sale or just to get on the website to look around and see all the cool products and see all the cool videos and podcasts and testimonials and everything that is on Bob's website, go to BigCallUniverse.com, BigCallUniverse.com. And when you get on there, at the top there's a banner that says Boomers. Click on it. It'll take you right into Bob's site. And then you can go through and see if there is a sale. Just hit the products menu and then look at on sale and see what comes up. And there might be a new sale. I know Bob had talked to me last Tuesday about the possibility of a new sale, but they didn't have one as of last Tuesday. Today's Thursday, so things may have changed. There might be a really cool sale going on. So check it out. Also, if you have any questions, you need some help, customer support, then it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Tomorrow's usually a busy call-in day after the big call. So check it out. And if you have to leave it your message, just leave your name and phone number and they'll get right back to you. As soon as the line clears, they see that somebody called and they'll call you back. Okay? So check that out. Well, that's really what we've got in the way of what Bob is doing, and hopefully he'll tee it up and not get too hot tomorrow in 102 or 3 degrees in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. All right, so let's talk about Intel. I've got two or three things I want to bring to everybody, and number one is something that was brought to my attention, and that is about what is required for you to go in to the Redemption Center. What do you need to bring? There's been some chatter out there. There's been some PDFs out there. There's some stuff that's a little overblown. Okay, so let's just get into what is really required. What do you need? You need some form of photo ID. You don't really need two. If you have a passport that's valid, use the passport. Driver's license is good. Probably not student ID, but if you had, that's all you had, that's what you got. Government-issued ID, yes, you're good there. So any of those things to prove who you are. They'll line up what you look like with the picture, and it should be close, right? Now, what else? You need to have some form of utility bill. Could be a cell phone bill, could be a gas bill or an electric bill that lines up with an address where you live. You really only need one bill with your address on it. That so they say, oh, okay, I see you're this person that lives at this address. Okay, they got that. Power bill, utility bill, some kind. Cell bill will work if you want to use that. Now, what else? When you go in, the KYC, if you have a trust, bring your trust, bring at least your affidavit of trust, the two-page document that shows you have a trust, has the name of the trust, it's got you on there as a trustee, and maybe your beneficiaries. It's just a summary of your trust documents. You don't have to bring the whole trust. I'm going in with my attorney. He'll probably bring my whole trust, but he won't really need it. Probably just use the affidavit of trust. All right, so here's the deal. You have that. You put that document. You've got that. Because if you have it made out already, you may want to put the exchange account in the name of the trust. You see? That's what I intend to do. And where I would be on that, I would be the trustee for it. I would be the person named, but I would be named under the name of the trust. Okay. Now, let's say you're in this thing and you haven't been in it but more than a year or two, and you don't have a trust made up yet. You haven't gone to a trust attorney, or you haven't gone to trust and will or whatever and made one. All they're saying is they want you to have one within 30 days of your exchange, so that this way, if something were to happen to you, that the funds that you have would go on to your successor beneficiaries, and your successor trustees could take care of that. All right? So you know how all this legal mumbo-jumbo is. You want to have it if you have it. If you don't have it now, don't rush to do it. You'll have time 30 days after the exchange to get one to them, and then get it to them in person and say, here's my trust. Okay, what do we need to do? Do we need to change the name of the account holder name to the name of the trust? All of that stuff. Okay? Now, if you need it, bankers like Wells Fargo can set up a trust for you through their trust department. But the problem is when it comes to successor trustees and possibly successor beneficiaries, the bank might want to put themselves in that position instead of your people that you want to have, like family members, children, grandchildren, whatever it is. You know, just be prepared to get a trust made within 30 days of your exchange. You don't have to have one. They'll exchange it, and they'll put it in the name, in your name, in your Social Security number, all of that, okay? Now, if you have a trust, of course, it's usually made. It can be with an EIN, okay? It can be using an EIN, but not all trusts use an EIN. Some don't, okay? So just beware of that. Talk to your estate planning attorney after the exchange and get him to put together something for you and your family. All right, so we got that handled. Let's see, what else do you... You don't really need to bring a whole lot. If you have a project and you've done one or more projects, you bring a little summary in, and you have about a 3 to 5 minute space to tell them a little bit about your projects. Forget spreadsheets. Forget cost analysis. Forget first 6 months of operation. Forget all that. They don't have time to look at that, and they could care less about that. All they want to know is, what are you going to do with all this Zim money? Are you going to do something positive for humanity? Are you going to hire people or create jobs? Are you going to create regenerative agriculture? Are you going to work with animals? What is your project? Get 3 to 5 minutes. I mean, I'm going to have 4 projects, and I can say everything I need to as an orientation in 3 minutes. 3 minutes. I can give them all 4 of our projects. Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, and Pastoral Retreat Network. I can do all 4 of those easily in 3 minutes. And that's probably what I'll do. I'll just give them a rundown on it, all right, because that's all they care about. Now, what about leaving behind your project? I have a 2-page summary of those 4 projects. 2-page. I will leave that with them. Now, if some of you guys don't have projects, but you like the idea of Rebuild America, you want to be part of it, if that's your goal, and I'd love to have you as a volunteer to help, I'd love to have you work with us across this country of ours, then you might want to say, yes, I'm planning to join as an affiliate, that's a good word, affiliate to Rebuild America. And you've heard enough about what I've talked about with Rebuild America to speak for a few minutes about it. Okay? That's the goal. Okay, now we got that out of the way. Let's see, what else? There may be some other things, but I would say this much. They don't want a ton of your paperwork. They don't have time. Do you realize how much has to get done in 30 to 40 minutes? They're going to take your currency. They're going to run it through the De La Rue machine. They're going to see how much it is in each currency. They're going to verify it, count it, verify it. And I would go in with a number of each currency's total in that currency. Like, let's say you've got 10 million dinar, Iraqi dinar. You've got enough, and you just say, I've got 10 million dinar. That's what I've got. That's what I'm turning over for you guys to count and verify on the De La Rue machine, okay? And then, okay, what? And you say, well, I've got some dong. Oh, okay, I've got 20 million dong. Okay, let's say you've got 20 million dong. You let them know that's the amount that you are saying that you have that are turning over to them to count. So make sure that your number meets what they come up with. It should be the same. Just make sure you didn't miscount or they didn't miscount or whatever, and just try to make sure you're on the same page on the amount of each currency. All right, let's say you've got Zim. Now, they're going to want that Zim first. I want to give it to them last, but they're going to want to see it first because that's who they are. They're bankers, and they're going to want the biggest and greatest amount first. So you let them know, I've got X trillion Zim, or whatever it is, okay? Trillion, quadrillion, quintillion, whatever you've got. You hand that over to them, and you make sure you know how much of that you have, all right? And same thing with rupia, with Afghani, with Venezuelan Bolivar, whatever it is you've got. There are going to be 51 currencies available that they are going to have rates on screens for, 51. And there's no second or third basket. That's like 10 years ago talk. Okay? This is, from what I understand, there's one shot at this, one basket, boom, done. All right. So make sure that you have that little bit of paperwork that you can kind of hold on to yourself and say, okay, I say that I have so many million, I've got $10 million, I've got $20 million, whatever it is. These are examples only. These are only examples of what you would tell them. All right, after that, they run it through the machine. You're coming up with a rate for each currency, and you know if you're a dinar holder, there's a thing called a contract rate. President Trump arranged for a contract rate for us in his first term with Dr. Sinan al-Jabibi of the Central Bank of Iraq. He hooked us up, okay? And it's a super high rate. I can't say what it is on the call. I've alluded to it. It's quite, quite high. And you'll get that. They should offer that to you. They should offer it. And if they don't offer it, ask for it. Let them offer it first. If you're a dinar holder, and this is only at the Redemption Center, you guys. No, only going to be at the Redemption Center. So then you ask for it if they don't offer it to you. Secondly, the dong rate, going to be good. I don't know what it's going to be exactly. It could be within a really good range. And, of course, the ZIM could be on par with the U.S. dollar or slightly higher. Yeah, that's what I said. Even with dollar, that's what on par means, even with, same as, or slightly higher. It's been trading up a little higher. So I'm just going to say I'm thrilled with a dollar. If it's more than that, it's total, total gravy, really. All right, so we got that working for us. Everything else, what about R&R, and what about Doge? We think both of those, for those of us who are exchanging, will be at the redemption centers. They'll have that for us based on our Social Security number. They'll have that. And it could be already in our quantum accounts that they have set up for us. Now, if it's not, I hope it's not there. I hope it's something we get by direct deposit. But it's going to be a big chunk of change. It's not going to be as big as our exchanges are, but it's going to be large. Doge, R&R. And then there's the old tariff dividend. That's something that's going to be a lot lower, I think between 2,000 and 3,000, and that could come out for maybe once a month for a year. That, I still don't know exactly when that's going to start. I don't know if it's going to start in the month of August or not. I really don't. But I believe R&R and Doge should be for us at our exchanges at the Redemption Center. And ask about it. Ask about it. Restitution and reconciliation allowance, or there's four different ways to say the R word. That's the way that I tend to remember it. Some say reconciliation and restitution. Some use restitution. But whatever it is, R&R, you know, includes birth certificate money. Remember, four different instruments were traded as bonds that we have, that were traded on us as chattel property. Birth certificate, death certificate of a spouse, marriage license, divorce decree. And I got a little bit of all of those. In fact, I have one of each of those. So, and two marriage licenses. So, that those were traded as bonds, as tradable instruments. They traded on us with those instruments, predicting how long will this marriage last? How long will this person live? You know, all these things. So there's money from that that's included in our R&R, along with amount of interest that we paid on credit cards, amount of interest that we paid on bank loans, car loans, amount of interest that we paid on mortgages, on the interest paid on mortgages, all of that. And there's probably some other stuff too, other taxes. Taxes that we paid, taxes, should all be in there. Okay, so it could be a nice chunk of change. Like I said, it's not going to matter a whole lot, especially if you're a ZIM holder. Everything else is dwarfed by the value of the ZIM. All right, so you got that working. Now, beyond that, when you get to the point you're going to be setting up your account, you've got a quantum account that you're setting up with a, you supposedly don't need a username and password. You might need an ID. You're going to need what's called biometric fingerprint or thumbprint, okay, that will read that for you. I don't think they're going to do retinal scan for us. They are doing retinal scan for the Redemption Center leaders to get into their system. They're doing that already now. So they'll have something for us there. We need a 5-digit PIN code, and then we need an email. They'd like it to be a new email. I don't know if that's crucial or not, but they're going to need an email and obviously the password for your email. All of that you would enter. You would enter. I don't know that they need to know the email and password, but that those five things are what you need to get into your quantum account. And why do you get into the quantum account? Because that's where all the monies from your exchanges and your ZIM go in, and then you move money from the quantum account, which is kind of like a U.S. Treasury account in a way, okay, and you move that into your primary bank account. And you can use Wells initially to start with, which is what I'm going to do. I'm going to see how well Wells treats me, and then I might use one or two other banks and tie those in to the quantum account also. I believe you can hook up to 3 different banks using your quantum account. All right. And we'll see all the details on this when we get in there. All right. So they got your quantum account set up. Now you're moving some money into your primary account that should last you for 60 to 90 days for your projects and your personal use and so on. It can be a pretty big number. I wouldn't go crazy with it, but this number is one that will pay interest. And I told you guys the interest rates are going to vary. They've been lower, they've been higher, and see what they'll offer you for an interest rate and then tell them the rate that you'll accept. All right, and that would pay interest theoretically from day one when you move those funds into your primary bank account. All right, so I'm going to go for 8%. I believe it'll be a little higher than that. I'm going to make it simple. 8 is good, easily divisible, 4 quarters, 2% per quarter. That's a number I think I can keep up with. I can do that math in my head, and I can go ahead and say, okay, all right, that's going to give me so much to work with that I know I need to give away, invest into people's lives, use for my projects, all of that for the first quarter. And then the next quarter, I'm going to have more money from interest. And then the next quarter, more, and so on and so on. So that is going to be taking care of us. You don't have to, probably, if we do it right, we're not even have to spend down hardly any of the principal. A little bit, but not much of it. And that's all good, too. I don't know how long we're going to need money for, you guys. I don't know if it's 50 years, 100 years, 300 years. We don't know how long we're going to need to use money. But we've got it to use it. Let's use it. Let's give it. Let's not just throw money at something, but let's invest wisely in people's lives, in people's new business ventures, in people's, the projects, like Rebuild America. Man, I'm all set to go on that. We're going to do a lot for Rebuild. All right, so what else? All right, you're through that part. You've got your bank account now. Maybe it's in the name of your trust. Maybe it's in your name, whatever. All right? You won't be able to have time to do this on day one, but day 2, 3, 4, something like that, get with your premier banker of Wells and set up any secondary accounts you need. I'm doing 4 LLCs and 4 accounts, for one for each of my projects. And that's how I'm doing it. And I'll just move some money from the primary account to those 4 secondary accounts as I need them or initially. Theoretically, we would be paid interest on all of that money if it's sitting in a Wells account, whether it's primary or secondary accounts. That's something we have to find out when we get there, you know? but it should work that way. All right, so you're done. You've got that going. Now you're looking at, you've got your Q card, which is your special card to get into your quantum account. It's 3 times the thickness of a credit card. It's made of titanium. It's got 3 chips in it, and it's the only reason you use this card is to move money from your quantum account into your primary or secondary bank accounts. It is not a charge card. It's not a credit card. It's not a debit card. You never use it to buy anything with. It's only used like a key to move money from your so-called quantum account into your primary or secondary bank accounts. But you've got to hold on to it, and you got to keep it in a very safe place. You're not going to use it that often. You'll use it occasionally when you need to move money into an account from your quantum account. You earn 0 interest while the money is in your quantum account. You earn, I'm just say 8%. I've been given a number a little above 8. Whatever the number is, whatever that number is, that's what your primary or secondary bank account would earn. Okay? And I'm thrilled with 8% point. You think I need to worry about investments if I'm making 8% per year and I get 2% per quarter on gazillions of dollars? No, I don't think I have to worry about investments. And I'm not going to. I'm going to worry about getting rid of the money responsibly getting rid of it into people's lives all across the country, all across the world. All right, so let's do that. What else? All right, now we've got that done. We're going to get a 2-page, probably, page of perks, which are benefits, BERKS, perks or benefits that Wells Fargo is going to give us for being customers. And there's a whole list of these things. I don't know if we have a couple that we can choose or more than one or whatever, but they're going to give you that list, and you can look and see what that would include and get back to your premier banker and let them know what it is you want, if you want any of it, if you want anything. It's not like they're going to give you a free toaster like the old days in the 50s and 60s. They'd give you a free toaster if you opened an account. It should be a lot better than that. Let's see what else. Now, what about Q phones? Yes, the redemption centers have Q phones for the most part. A few do not have any physical phones in a box to hand you to get activated when you go home. You're not going to do anything with it at all at the redemption center except take it, put it safely in a briefcase, and leave with it, along with any paperwork that you have. Now, what about, what else? They had talked about a certificate for a new laptop that you could redeem at Best Buy, maybe a $1,000 certificate. Really? Do we need a certificate to buy a new computer after this? They give it to us, great. If they don't worry about it. Forget about it. But some redemption centers will run out of Q phones, and some don't have any yet, but they have the certificates to present to T-Mobile or wherever it is for a free Q phone. All right? Just beware. You might get the phone, or you could get a free certificate for a Q phone. All right? So beware of that. Let's see if there's any. And then, of course, what about cash? What about USTN, United States Treasury Notes? These are the new USN dollar currency. Now, the latest number from today is that they have it at the redemption center already, and it's probably shrink-wrapped or in some kind of little thing that we'll get up to $2,500. You could ask for up to $2,500. It's not much, but it is cash, and it would be the new notes. I don't know how many of the new notes. Might be all hundreds. Could be 50s and hundreds. I don't know what it's going to be. But they probably have them in $500 to $1,000 packets, let's call it. And then you say, okay, I want to go ahead and get 2,000, or I want to get 2,500, and they'll just give you that, and that'll come off your account. It's not free. It'll come off of your account balance. So if you're not a cash person and you don't want the new money, don't worry about it. You don't have to take it. It's kind of cool, I think, to get some of it. And theoretically, by the time we go in to redeem, everybody's aware that we have a new currency, and you don't go into a place to try to use it, and they look at you like, wait a minute, is this real? Because it'll be different. It'll be new. So we'll see. We'll see what they say about it when we get there. But it's been there for 2 years or more, ready for us. They haven't been ready for us to go in yet, but they are getting ready now. All right, let's see. So that's everything I wanted to cover right now about the exchange process itself. Let's talk about where we are. Now, fortunately, I have three extremely good sources that are all confirming the same timing for our timeline. And without revealing the sources, let me say I was very happy to hear the confirmation. All three said something major is going to happen on the 15th and 16th of this month. That is Saturday and Sunday. One went on to say everything's going to be flipped on. The monies are going out. They're ready for us. And we believe we'll get notifications Saturday and or Sunday with exchanges Monday and or Tuesday starting exchanges this coming week. And I've got that from military sources. I've got it from high finance sources. And basically it's the best intel we've ever had. Provided what? That it comes to pass. That is the biggest question mark. Is this going to happen now? According to these sources, yes. But let's see if that occurs. I started looking at your emails Saturday and Sunday and texts. I think we're going to get it both ways. The 800 numbers will come from Wells Fargo in an email and a possible text. When we get them, we will post the correct number for the U.S., and if there's one for Canada, which they should have a separate number for Canada, we'll post Canada also on our landing page of bigcalluniverse.com. If you've registered your email, meaning you want to be part of our projects going into the future, like Rebuild America, Rebuild International, then, of course, you'll want to make sure your email that you have signed up on our website. There's no charge. You just put your email in, and that way we'll contact you with an email from us, Big Call Universe, about with the 800 number in it. So you'll have it on the website. You should get an email if you've registered and want the email. We should send that out to you with the correct 800 number in it. Okay, but remember, the U.S. is going to have a number, and Canada is going to have a separate number. Canada, don't call the U.S. number. U.S., don't call the Canadian number and say, hey, what's going on up there, eh? Okay, hose off, all right? Hose off, eh? No, don't do that. Okay? I'm just kidding you guys. All right, so I think that when we get the number, we will be calling to set our appointments. There'll be some AI answering the number, from what I understand, and then go through whatever the prompts are. They may ask you what your zip code is. They may ask you what currencies you have with a code. Press 1 for Zimbabwe. Press 2 for Iraqi dinar. Press, you know what I mean? I don't know what it's going to be, but that's an example. So you let them, now you don't tell them how much you'd have. You just tell them that you have that particular currency. Then, ideally, they're going to transfer you to the redemption center that was indicated by your zip code that you entered on your phone pad. okay? And they'll say, okay, yes, so-and-so, this is so-and-so, I'm at the Redemption Center, I'm going to help you complete your appointment setting. So you set that appointment time, you have the date, the time. They may email you or text you directions to it. I don't know about that. But somehow they'll let you know where it is. Somehow they'll let you know. And don't get more than 10 minutes early to your appointment, but don't be 1 minute late either. If you're an early bird, hold off. Don't get there 10 minutes early. If you're always running late, for once in your life, be on time. If you're somebody who runs late, and don't forget to take your currency. You should have your stuff already lined up in your briefcase, whatever you're taking, you know, your ID, your passport. You're going to take your utility bill. You're going to take the sheet that has the total of each of your currencies. Your currency is going to be by denomination in each currency. So that, like, let's say you have dinar. In my case, I have everything. I've got 1,000, I've got 5,000, I've got 10,000, and 25,000 dinar notes. Put those all where they're easily recognizable, and they can take those out and run them through the de la rue machine, okay? And then they can go ahead and count it. So you've got that. You've got all that set. So be prepared. Sue goes through and even touches her clothes that she's going to wear. She knows what she's going to wear. She even knows what shoes she's going to wear and everything. So she's got it all staged, you know, and that's a good idea to touch your stuff, get familiar with it so that you know when you get there, you're not scrambling like a woman who's dropped her keys in the bottom of her purse. You know where everything is, and you go right to it and pull that out and show exactly what it is. Now, here's one other point. How many people can go to your appointment? Now, I can't see to read. I'm taking my attorney with me for my exchange. If you have a financial planner, theoretically, that is allowed. Attorney or financial planner. And they only want one spouse to go. They don't want husband and wife for some reason. They just want one person representing your family. Whoever's been closest to this, whoever's been the one that's been involved, who's been listening to the big call, try to figure that out and decide who's going to go. All right? And then knock that out. Doesn't mean you don't set up a joint account. You know, if you're married, set it up that way, whatever, you know. But you're not going to be taking your best friend, your bestie, or somebody that's been listening to the big call longer than you. You know, they just don't want it. They're not going to allow that. They don't want that. I'm fortunate enough that at least I can go in with my attorney. But I've had to bring him up to speed on everything. But that's okay. I can do that. He wants me to go first in the exchange, and he'll go behind me. That's cool. I'm good with that. Now, one other thing, and then we'll cut it. Med beds. What about the med beds? As a ZIM holder, I've told you guys, ZIM holders have dire. If you have dire need and you're a ZIM holder, you're in a priority status. Now, those of us who are going in for the exchange and redemption of ZIM, we're allowed to have 6 people that we can refer to the med beds. This is not including yourself. When you go in, if you've got dire need, I've got dire need. When I go in, I let them know that. They'll see that I can't see, and they'll know whatever else is wrong with me. They'll see that. They'll enter in on the computer that, you know, hey, Bruce needs some help. He needs to get in the med bed as soon as we can. All right, cool. I'm good. Now, what about when I go to the med bed center, not the redemption center, the med bed center? When I go to the med bed center, I'll have a list of my people. Remember, you can have 6 people. This is what they want. They want the person's name. They want their phone number. And they want their email address. That's all they need. They don't need a physical address. Just those 3. Name, phone number, email. okay? And you're referring these people. They are aware that med beds are available. They're aware that they're going to get to go in one when they are contacted by either email or phone or text. When they get contacted, they'll set up an appointment for you for your contacts to go in. They'll set that all up. But you make your list ahead of time before you go into the MedBed Center and bring it with you of those six referral contacts. Make sure the people know that they would be contacted. And listen, I've got one or two or three people that want to see me come out of the MedBed to see what I'm like before they say, yeah, coach, put me in. You know? And I get that. I get that. Because some of them are not even in what we're in. Some of them don't believe it, get it. They don't understand it. And it is pretty far out there. But we know it's real. And I know it's real from firsthand experiences with the med beds. Oh, they're real, all right. Don't you worry your pretty little head, none. They're very real. And so, how soon will the med beds be available for the public? Not talking about us. Talking about the public. About 10 days after we start going in for the med beds, about 10 days later, theoretically, the public will be made aware of it. Now, you know that date tends to change, tends to get pushed. But let's say we do get numbers this weekend, we start exchanging Monday or Tuesday of next week. We start going into the med beds after that. And when we start going in, count out about 10 days later for the public to be notified. So get your med bed list for yourself done now. What is it that you want to have done in the med bed? What do you need done physically? Is there anything you need to have done mentally or intellectually? Is there anything else that you need to have corrected or trauma released or whatever it is, memories, trauma? Some of that stuff they can probably erase. Some of it, some of the trauma, okay? So go in for that and be ready with your med bed referral list. Six people, different people. And don't say husband and wife and that kind of thing. Just pick six different people. And that's what you want to do to get that done. And guys, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how quickly the public catches on to this. But remember, these med beds are all over the world. I told you last week there are 77,000 med beds in other countries other than the U.S. and Canada around the world. It's not a lot, but it's enough to get started. In the U.S., we've got tons of them. And we've got them to where you wouldn't have to drive more than 40 or 50 minutes to get to one anywhere in the country, in generally. Okay? Canada, you've got plenty, too. All right. So, Sue has an opportunity for you to get prepared to be a leader or a founder for the projects that you intend to do. There are two different courses. One is called Startup Clarity. It's really important to have clarity on how to begin or start up a project, how to be the leader. These are all great classes. I think there are either three or four classes with Startup Clarity. And it's either three or four. It's $150. They're all audio downloads. And you'll just literally get it sent to you in an email with a link that you click on, and you can listen to it as far as you want. One class per week is what Sue suggests to get that, so you'll have 3 or 4 weeks to listen to it. And or the option of Serious Play.
Serious Play.
Serious Play is another class that is indicated and very important for you to understand. I mean, the two would probably work very well together if you wanted to get both, start with Startup Clarity and then go to Sirius Play, get one or the other or both if you can afford it. Each one of those courses is $150. And Sirius Play is three classes, and you can send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, IntegraTed, Minds is MINDS, at hushmail.com, and then let her know your name and your cell phone number in your email, and let her know in the subject line if you want Startup Clarity, $150, or if you want Sirius Play, $150, or both, which would obviously run you $300 if you want to get both. And she'll activate and work those out. She's got a class tomorrow night, so she'll probably start on some of them, but she'll get probably the rest of them done as soon as she can get them to you. So go ahead and send the emails, and watch your email coming back from Sue. Watch for those emails. If you have a PayPal, great. If you don't, she'll find another way to invoice you and let you pay for it a different way. All right? So send those out tonight if you can. Give her an idea of what she's got to look for in the next couple of days. And then tomorrow is Friday. And then we've got the possibility, which is very good. I would give this a high confidence for this to happen Saturday, Sunday for us to get our emails, and then Monday, Tuesday for us to start exchanges. That's the latest intel that we've got today. But it was nice that we had three confirmations all saying the same thing. And the military came in saying something major is going to happen the 15th and 16th. So, obviously we hope the something major is exactly what we're looking for, which are these 800 numbers, the notifications, and then, of course, we set up our appointments and go. All right? So that's everything that I wanted to bring to you guys tonight. So let me thank Sue. Thank you, Sue. I know you're there. I can hear your feedback. I hear your laugh. Thank you, Sue. We had a nice time
tonight. You're welcome, Bruce.
Thank you, Bob, for coming in on the call and letting some people listen to Sue's segment. That was cool. And
yeah.
And thank you, Jeannie. And where are you, Pastor Scott? And thank you, Doug, and also GCK for your technical help through the years. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for everything that you're doing by listening to the Big Call for 15 years now. So I tell you what. Now, what about this coming Tuesday? I'm hoping we'll do kind of a celebration call. I hope that's what it is. It's possible that we would record the call and not do it live, but let's just see what happens between now and Tuesday. We should get notified over the weekend. We should set up appointments for exchanges to start Monday and or Tuesday. Okay? All right. I've given you guys a lot of intel tonight, so run with it. Have a great weekend. Keep an eye on your emails, and make sure that if you're not registered, go ahead and register your email on bigcalluniverse.com, because that's the only way we're going to be able to get in touch with you guys after all this goes. And I'll be letting you know what the status of our projects are and how you can participate and all that. We'll try to make it fun, make it easy, and we will get together regionally across the country at the right time. And the only way I'll let you know is by email. All right? So you guys enjoy it. Sue, have a great weekend. Hopefully these emails will start coming in tonight to you. And we'll talk to you a little later. All right, let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you for the information that we've received today. Lord God, let it be true and every man a liar. Let us get the information that has come in let it come to fruition. We pray as long as it fits your timeline of your perfect timing, we're all for it. And we thank you for this blessing in advance. Thank you that we'll be good stewards of it and do the right thing to up-level humanity around the globe. Give us all a great weekend, Lord God, and give us thank you for your healing power and for your provision and everything that we have as believers in your Son, the Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we pray, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Have a great weekend. Let's pay attention to see what happens over the weekend. God bless you guys. Good night.